This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The cattle industry is hosting its mid-year meeting this week, with all segments from cow-calf to packers and retailers putting in their comments and talking about the major issues that could bring prosperity or ruin to the sales of beef. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has been a framework for producers to check their progress against their neighbors and competitors who offer other protein sources. How it's going in a moment.
Here's John Prue, farmer and landowner at Prue Farms.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Enbridge reminds you to call 811 or click before you dig. Visit enbridge.com/811 to learn more.
According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Jennifer Houston, it's important for beef producers to understand that today's consumer is curious about their food and how it's produced. She spoke to Ron Hayes of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
I think our American consumers, and this is what's backed up by our retailing friends, they want to know that whole story. You know, where my beef comes from, where all my food comes from, how it's raised, where it's raised, how it's taken care of. So I think as we go through the next few years, I mean, if I look in my crystal ball, I see a lot of this coming together. But I don't think it should be something that's scary. I think for the most part, all of us are doing these things. We're taking care of our cattle well. We are using our antibiotics judiciously and our vaccines, and we're keeping records of that. We are sustainable. We all have pasture management programs, whether they're written down or not. We know that in a wet year, we can't use pasture A, and we know in a dry year, this is going to have to come off this pasture in July. So we have those in place. So I think the fear of the unknown is something that we deal with every day. As I look at it and look at what the U.S. Roundtable and their metrics for cow-calf producers, markets, and others, there are things that we're doing already in many cases. It's just maybe a matter of some more documentation. So I would encourage producers to keep an open mind on all of this and realize that most of this we're already doing. And the only thing traceability does is sort of bring it all together. Okay, do we need to step in and say something? Do we need to address this misconception? So be assured that there's people out there taking care of it. But if it's a consumer that's just really wanting to know more, then absolutely, as individual producers that are on social media, take that time to talk to them and set up that dialogue. It's a slippery slope, and it's a opportunity, and it's also a weapon that's used against us someday. So it's like everything else. There's some bad and there's some good.
What's the future of the Beef Quality Assurance Program?
BQA was not set up to be consumer-facing, but we are exploring as groups like Wendy's, who being a BQA producer is part of their statement of principles because they believe that those are the right things and it's what we need to be doing. And we believe that too at NCBA. So I think BQA will see expanding. That's one of the opportunities that I see we have out there to expand BQA and have that look to consumers that it is a seal of approval. That, you know, you may see that on a menu someday or a package someday. I do sell some of my sales that we guarantee that everybody that sells there is a BQA certified producer. So it has meaning certainly on the producer side. I think it's going to gain meaning on the consumer side.
That's Jennifer Houston, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.